640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The federal classified records criminal case against former President Trump is moving forward, says CBS News correspondent Scott McFarland.
His first ever federal prosecution of a former U.S. president now has a tentative trial date. Judge Eileen Cannon, a 2020 appointee of former President Trump, set the date for May 20, 2024. And there are several key hearings between now and then. One of them, a classified information procedures hearing, set for January 16th. The day after the Iowa caucuses.
Trump's lawyers had asked that the trial be delayed until after the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump's one-time lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, said today his lawsuit against his former boss's company over legal fees he said he was owed has been resolved. Singer Tony Bennett has died after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez looks back at the decades-long career of a beloved entertainer.
It had to be you.
Tony Bennett got his first recording contract in 1950. His first number one single came out a year later. But he'd have to wait until 2011 to see his first album top the charts. It was titled Duets 2 and included this collaboration with Carrie Underwood.
It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
The entertainer felt great that he was achieving new honors at the age of 85. But then he'd often said that it takes a lifetime to learn how to perform right. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Bennett died just 2 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. The perils and promise of artificial intelligence. The topic of a meeting at the White House today, the leaders of seven major tech companies met with President Biden.
Companies have agreed to find ways for AI to help meet society's greatest challenges, from cancer to climate change, and invest in education and new jobs. To help students and workers prosper from the opportunities and our enormous opportunities of AI.
I'm Wendy Gillette.
Muy caliente.
72-year-old Maria Martinez is broiling in Houston. She has health issues and is taking precautions after three people died from heat-related causes in the area. Dr. Omer Maddock.
Hydration is key here.
In Atlanta, Andre Turner works outside.
We try to basically do the rough things early, like cutting the grass.
Miami is taking a long-range approach. Chief Heat Officer in Miami-Dade County, Jane Gilbert.
Tree planting, especially in the areas where we have the highest urban heat islands.
Because climate scientists warn this is our new normal.
The Dow is up 67 points at this hour. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Milwaukee has faced a $1 billion burden due to fatal car accidents. A study conducted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration examined multiple intersections in the city, calculating the societal costs associated with each accident. Horns will rise in Waukesha tonight at the county fair. The oldest county fair in the state welcomes rock bands Puddle of Mud and POD to their main stage tonight. Without Val R. Phillips, there wouldn't be Alderman Malala A. Coggs. Coggs was one of the dignitaries to speak this morning when ground was broke for the Val R. Phillips public space.
Today, as I was thinking about breaking the ground, I thought about something that she often said, and that was, dream big dreams.
The 30,000 square foot plaza across from the convention center used to be a parking lot. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Wednesday, check out the Pewaukee Farmers Market from 3 till 7 p.m. Enjoy delicious food, produce, homemade essentials, and more. It takes place at Christ Church. For more details, ChristPewaukee.org. Celebrate with your friends and family at Croatian Park on Thursday. Experience Franklin's own take on the Wisconsin Beer Garden tradition. The Franklin Beer Garden is open to the public and all are welcome from 5 till 10 p.m. This Friday, enjoy live music on various stages throughout downtown Waukesha with Waukesha's Friday Night Live, 6:30 till 9 p.m. And it's a bird, it's a plane, actually it's both. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show is back this Saturday and Sunday on the Milwaukee Lakefront. This year's show, in its 12th edition, will bring back the famed Blue Angels to headline the event. More details at mkeairwatershow.com.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, start out with some good news. We have some freebies today. State Fair tickets, free State Fair tickets. Just call Calvin, 844-967-2789. First in line gets the cheese, Calvin.
It's a free ticket Friday. Your shot at tickets for the Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
All right, Calvin is the guy. 844-967-2789. We're going to go right to the news, right to the breaking news, right to the topics that you should know about. And I'm going to start out by saying this, and I'm going to do this in every show until something's done about it. Tommy Tuberville, white supremacist from Alabama, single-handedly is holding up the promotions of admirals and generals, and he's done it for months. And not a single senator is moving to change the rule, not a single one, that says that one senator can control our government. The Senate, in the aggregate, has acted unconstitutionally. We are supposed to have a democracy. You elect people, and then a republic where you have a legislature, not a king. Not aristocrats do things. But they basically, in this rule, it's the functional equivalent of getting together and saying, all right, each of us are a member of a House of Lords. Each of us can control this government simply by shutting it down. And cross your heart and hope to die. Of course, you wouldn't do it just casually. And he is doing it. And out of vanity, because they all think they're in the House of Lords. House of Lords in merry old England in the 18th century, they wore powdered wigs. They wore velvet knee breeches with stockings underneath. And when they wanted to get into a room, they didn't knock. They scratched on the wood and said, I prithee, my lord, let me in. This is the kind of operation they're running. There's not a single member of the Senate who'll get up and say, you can't have one guy shut it down. Put all this to a vote. Majority rules. But no, that's not what's happening. And I'm going to put this on the agenda today. Again, the state Senate is trying to get rid of Megan Wolf, executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, even though she has been approved and endorsed by everybody on it, say she's doing a great job. Why do they want to do it? Because they get rid of her. The election commission is then split 3-3 on who her successor would be. And Wisconsin law provides that the state Senate can appoint somebody for up to a year, the state Senate. They will appoint a Gableman type, That person will mislead and lie to clerks. And their sole objective, just so you know it, is to drive down voting by about 4%, just like it's being driven down in Florida and Texas with minority voters by criminal laws that are enforced. Well, here they couldn't get that through because of Evers' veto. So they will do that. And the holy grail is get rid of student voting in Madison and Milwaukee. That would do it. That is what is going on day and night. Everybody's plotting it, and it's happening with you on your watch. All right, let's get down to the other news. The judge, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, Trump's sycophant in the Mar-a-Lago trial, set May 24th for the trial, Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago documents case. Now, let me tell you something. Out of deep, deep experience in trials, trying cases, scheduling cases, there'll be what's called a pretrial conference on May 14, 10 days before the trial. Lawyers will go in and they may argue on evidentiary questions, and they're supposed to file pretrial reports that show their exhibits, blah, blah, blah. This is a fake. This trial is not going forward on May 24th. Eileen Mercedes Cannon is cunning. She's very cunning. She is Trump's principal lawyer in the case, and she is the judge. She just denied a motion for protective order on some of our most sensitive secrets, nuclear secrets, troop deployment secrets, secrets that, if known to our foreign adversaries, would result in the capture and execution of our undercover agents who have penetrated their governments. I've been involved in a lot of cases, We have gotten protective orders for things like medical records, psychiatric records, trade secrets, just industrial processes. She just bumped things a couple of months because of appeals. Trump's people have already said they won't meet to discuss it. She said, we'll try to get them to meet to discuss it. This will keep going on and on and on. She's smart enough to know she can't just schedule it for after the November election. This is the way she has it controlling the trial. Bill from Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Today. Bill from Oconomowoc.
Two parts. The first part is with Tommy Tuberville. Why doesn't somebody, you're more connected than I am with politics. Who do you think can take that guy on and just call his number? There's got to be somebody. You can't tell me. If we're saying that our government is that ignorant, holy cow, do we need a house cleaning? And then coming back to this judge, can every criminal in the country say, well, I'm going to run for president, so you can't prosecute me after the election? You can't. That's what Trump's doing. He's a criminal, and he's trying to convince the public that he shouldn't be tried till after he's president. Where does this ignorance just bleed out of? Somebody, you know, help me out. I can't believe that our government is that dysfunctional, but it is. What's your thoughts, especially with Tommy Tuberville? Who do you think can take him on and say enough? What's your thoughts?
Excellent questions. I'm going to hit both of them and then go back to the lines. First of all, you made the point, Bill, I think a week ago, that if Dwight Eisenhower were the president back in the 50s and some clown tried this, this wouldn't last very long. But he had won the Second World War as a commanding general. Nowadays, things are so divided. I think this, there is a rule in the Senate, and listen to this, everybody, that is unconstitutional. You can break the Constitution by putting in a rule that breaks it. This rule says any one of the 100 of them can raise his pinky and go, all right, I want 3-4 weeks of debate on everything, including recessing. I want 3 or 4 weeks of everyone on the 650 flag officers. And what? You're not going to deal with foreign policy? You're not going to deal with domestic policy? They can't do it. I think the one possibility, and you raised this yourself before, is that Joe Biden, and maybe he's already done this, but it's not good enough on its face, is say, we're going to put them acting in those positions. We're going to raise their pay for those positions and all that. But morale requires the consent of the Senate for some of these positions. They're not going to be totally satisfied. We're losing people. Right now, we're 25% under the Army's recruitment goals. Right now, 25%. By the way, that's the Blue Angels, folks, flying overhead. Blue Angels, air and water show in Milwaukee, putting on a hell of a show. They fly over Lake Michigan, but they are now flying over, apparently, the east side of Milwaukee. All right, let's get back to Bill of Economwalk's question. Okay. What would have to be done is somebody like Chuck Schumer, somebody like Dick Durbin, the number two from Illinois, who gets up and says, this is unacceptable. He doesn't have to say that Tommy Tuberville is a right-wing white supremacist who never served in the military. He's a chicken hawk. Don't have to say any of that. You say, this is unacceptable. This man has single-handedly served Putin's interest for 6 months, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I am proposing a change in the rule that is simply majority. In other words, we don't ask for unanimous consent anymore. That's a term of art. What we're going to do is we're going to go, okay, you're not going to get unanimous consent. Maybe you can say if 40% of the Senate don't want it, all right, for that guy, you carve him out. It has to be something like that. Has to be something like that. Thanks a lot for calling. Northwoods Terry, my friend, you're next. We have a couple of minutes before the break. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
Well, I was just going to tell you, Matt, there's a Second Amendment rally up here.
Yeah.
Music. And I don't know if you heard about it or not, but it's not going over the best, I guess. That's what I've been hearing. So kind of a riff.
Well, there are more guns in union halls than conference rooms in hedge funds, conference rooms and country clubs. I got news for you. There are more guns in the hands of the average working guy and woman than there are in all these other people who think they're in the House of Lords. So let's get the Second Amendment straight. Number one. Number two, somebody go to the Second Amendment thing and say, yeah, okay, we're with you. We're with the military too. Putin does not want admirals and generals promoted because he does not want our military to be in full combat force. And there is a guy named Tommy Tuberville from Alabama, who is going along with Putin. Let's have some sentiment here. Are there any veterans here? Any fellow veterans? Anybody serve? A lot of hands will go up. Good. Good. Did you want your officers not to be promoted? And it's not just officers. You have sergeants, and they call them chief petty officers in the Navy, you know, E7, 8, 9. Some of them become warrant officers, and some of them become officers. Why are we permitting clowns with one objection out of 100? Why is the House of Lords agreeing to that, every one of them? It is because we need Durbin, we need Schumer, one of these guys we're going to change the rule. But you know something, how sad this is? That requires Schumer and Manchin. That is what is very, very sad. And to Bill's other question, why doesn't anybody run for president and get away with this? In a criminal case, you can only do it if you're the guy that appointed the judge. That's why some clownmeister trying it wouldn't get away with it. We're going to a break. You're still on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show
continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 61. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 82. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Mark.
Yeah, I can't figure, one thing I can't figure out is that for all those boxes of documents that Donald Trump took, along with anything else that wasn't tied down in the White House, apparently, that he took and moved off to his compound in Mar-a-Lago, apparently there was items that Israel put on loan for the United States for a Hanukkah celebration in 2019 that Trump decided he was going to take with him and spirited them off to Mar-a-Lago. So Donald Trump is not just in violation of taking those documents. There's probably all sorts of emoluments clause violations that Trump did on that day. And the judge, the Judge Cannon down there in Florida should be called to account for what she's doing right here, because it's all just BS. This delaying the trial, in itself, I think, is a violation of the Constitution, which says you get a speedy trial, not a trial delayed so you can, in service of one man. It is just disgusting. As you're talking about Putin earlier, that Putin apparently is now laying claim to half of Poland because that was a gift from Stalin to the Polish people. Well, if I remember right, under was the Molotov-Ribbentrop Treaty, that Germany more or less partitioned Poland off into two sections, awarding half to his new ally Stalin. And that, and the rest of it to himself in Germany, and it just is for our Republican Party not to recognize Putin for the danger that he is, failing to recognize the danger for what he is for at least a decade now is just disgusting. I mean that why Russian Ron went to Russia?
Well, here I want to comment. Yeah, hold on. I want to comment on that because you raise a good point. Russia and Prussia divided Poland in 1795, and they wiped it off the map till 1917. It resurged, then the Nazis occupied it, and it didn't come back again until 1989, the Russians and the Germans. Here's the deal. Putin is worried about revolution. Right now, he has increased the military reserves, the age he can draw on them till age 70, and people who hadn't served before till age 55, he is going to get overthrown, and it better happen pretty darn soon. So thanks for calling. Excellent points, as always. All right, I want to talk about something else. This really, really ticks me off, but I will preface it by saying this. When somebody and a person with no character resorts to obscenity or revenge porn, they forfeit any argument that they had. It shows that they're not serious. It shows that they are very insecure in their in whatever arguments they're bringing. Marjorie Taylor Greene. On Wednesday, she was in a House Oversight Committee hearing, and she pulled out blow-ups that she'd printed of naked Hunter Biden photos. Now, Hunter Biden is a troubled guy, okay? And that's a sad thing and all that. You know, he'd been addicted to drugs and so on. And he had consorted with some women, and apparently they enjoyed photographing what they were doing. This is revenge porn. This had not, remember, she at the State of the Union was shouting liar, liar to the President of the United States. Liar, liar. She allegedly at one point, not to his face and not as, you know, F you to the President of the United States. This was Wednesday. Today, Hunter Biden's lawyer filed an ethics complaint against her with the Office of Congressional Ethics. That's a bipartisan committee, oversight committee. They take things seriously. They're also investigating George Santos. In this particular case, Jamie Raskin turned to the chairman, Comer, who's bad news from Kentucky, and said, you know, can she be showing this stuff? Comer permitted it. Comer permitted it. At the same time, Donald Trump posted on True Social the following post, quote, if you F around with us, and he used the whole word, the bad word, if you F around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before, end quote. Then he was asked in an interview by a right-wing nut, what will happen if Jack Smith puts you in jail? Trump's response was, it would be very, very dangerous if Jack Smith sends me to jail. I have hundreds of supporters. And if you think that January 6th was bad, it would be, well, very dangerous. Now, I want to stop here before I go to the lines. When you use revenge porn obscenities in the House, and then Trump was on Truth Social, but he's running for president. He's supposedly the head of their party. What kind of party is that? What are your views on taxes? What are your views? Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Thank you so much for bringing this up, Matt. I saw that and I was sickened. The depravity and the feces smeared all over our government by that sleazebag woman to put that on the floor when children can watch their government, when we watch our government, these holier-than-thou son of a guns are smearing and just putrefying what is going on in our government. It makes everything that's precious and good just filthy and perverted. That didn't belong there. He don't work for the government. And that woman should be kicked out of office because that was offensive. That was perverse, that was porn, and that was being shown on the floor of the most highest office in our country, and that hurt America. So, boy, Matt, this one is the lowest, scummiest, pig-in-the-slop stuff that I have ever seen.
Gene, I love your calls. Gene, I got to go to a break. I don't want to go to a break. I want you to keep talking, but I got to go to a break. You're right on the money, Gene. Right on, Gene. We're going to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you, the rest of you on the lines. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief, a federal judge has set a trial date of May 20th, 2024 for former President Trump's classified documents case. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Trump doesn't want to face the charges that soon.
Trump's goal is to drag this past the 2024 election, not just the primaries, but the general.
Singer Tony Bennett has died in his home in New York. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is in Queens.
Bennett never forgot his New York roots. In 2001, he founded this public high school for the arts in honor of his friend Sinatra, not far from where Bennett was born and raised and first started making music.
Bennett died just 2 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2016. Record-setting heat in the Southwest. Some residents say they're handling it.
I just think in Arizona, we just learn to live with the heat. You learn how to cope with it.
And you don't go out.
You don't go out in the mid-afternoon, that's all.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Briggs & Stratton needs a new boss. Jimmy Koska has the story.
The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Steve Andrews, CEO since the company emerged from bankruptcy 3 years ago, has left the company for personal reasons. The Wauwatosa-based company has appointed Christina Cerniglius as the interim CEO until a permanent replacement is appointed. Under Andrews' leadership, Briggs & Stratton diversified its product lines and underwent layoffs and production shutdowns in certain areas.
There are two new leaders of a Milwaukee commission that doesn't have the same power it once had. Two members of the Police and Fire Commission resigned yesterday in protest of the state's new shared revenue law, which curtails the FPC's authority to set policies and standards for the police and fire departments. The commission appointed Miriam Horwitz as the new chair and Dana World Patterson as the vice chair. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Curtis of West Allis, my friend. You're first in line. What's your mind today, Curtis?
Hey, Matt. How you doing, buddy?
Let me good, tell
you, this is really sad. If you remember when Trump's wife, she said, don't go against Trump because otherwise he'll get back at you. Remember that?
Yeah, I can't hear you, Curtis. Are you on a speakerphone? Try to take it off speaker.
Hold on.
Yeah, Curtis, are you there? Yeah, go ahead, Curtis. Yeah, say it again. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember when Trump's wife said the public said, if you go against my husband, he'll find a way to get back at you?
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember this quote she said. But my whole thing is this the mafia boss we're dealing with? I mean, this is horrible. What he's saying and what he's trying to do. It's just crazy. I mean, is this America we want our kids to live in? They keep on saying, you know, they're pro-life and stuff. Well, how can you have a life for the future if you have someone like this running, that's trying to run the country? Isn't it sad?
Yeah, you're making a good point. They've injected violence into our politics for the first time since the Civil War. When he says things like, it would be very dangerous if Jack Smith put me in jail because I have all these people. The old mafia thing is they would not say, if you don't pay us money, we will burn down your business. What they would say is, nice little business you have. Be ashamed if something happened to it. Or nice family you have. Be ashamed if something happened to your kids. This is the kind of mafia talk. You hit the nail on the head, Curtis. This is the kind of mafia talk they use. Remember, he said the Second Amendment people should take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, end quote. And the Secret Service talked to him, and even though he was the Republican nominee, that's a criminal offense to threaten violence to a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, even though he's a, and so you know what he said? He said, well, what I meant was they should vote. That's what I meant. He was lying, but he keeps this innuendo, and the problem is he never takes the hit himself. He rallies this crowd. They go up, five people get killed, cops get beaten up. Some of them have brain damage, and he's chuckling in the White House, and he goes, no fingerprints for me. I didn't say to do it. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Jeannie's right. Hunter Biden does not work for the government, and he's a troubled person. I hope he gets help, but he's already serving his time now. And it's just a deflection. But Hunter Biden never tried to overthrow the government. He never tried to steal my vote. So it's just leave the poor man alone. It's and to do what Taylor Greene did there, that's just disgusting. Jeannie's right about that also. But Hunter never did anything to not even. I just leave the man alone. That's all I'm saying. Hunter Biden has nothing to do with what's really going on in this country. So you have a good week, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, excellent Paul, call, Paul. Thanks very, very much. Well, now we're going to turn to one of our least favorite topics, Ron Johnson. And this blew me away that he did this. In May, that's 2 months ago, something like May 17th, he said, I am not going to take money that I've raised to repay myself for past debts from the 2010 and 2016 campaigns. That's what he said. When he said it, he had already taken $400,000 out of donations to him to repay himself, $210,000 for the campaign in 2010, and $190,000 for the campaign in 2016. He'd already done that when he said he would not do it. Now, there's two other things you got to know. After he won in 2010, the company he worked for and had some part ownership in, Pacur Plastics Company, P-A-C-U-R, I think it may have been a family member, maybe his brother-in-law, who brought him in from Minnesota to, you know, be part of the company. They gave him $10 million. It turns out he'd spent $9 million on his campaign. So it repaid him the $10 million. The $10 million repaid him and gave him another million, go buy a house in Georgetown or something. Now, you can't make a $9 million, $10 million contribution. Back then, it wasn't unlimited stuff. They said it was deferred compensation. So people go, all right, well, where's the contract for deferred compensation? Oh, there, it's not written. It's oral, verbal. Well, when was it verbally given? We don't remember. Not kidding. Now he is still owed, he claims, about $10 million from that campaign. He put in $9 million, and obviously there's interest and so on, because he doesn't take that $10 million from Pacur as paying off his debts. It was, quote, deferred compensation. Then yesterday he announced for the first time he's changed his mind and he may repay himself the $10 million, which would be double counting. It would be double. He got it from Pacur, disguised as deferred compensation. And now you give him money Remember, he just got reelected. He's in for 6 years. People forget. What, am I the only guy talking about this? People are going to forget. He'll snarf himself down another $10 million. That means, you know, the E-lines can give it to him. But it's mostly small donors who think they're giving it to a Republican candidate. Now, does he run again in 2028? I don't know. Maybe he figures, okay, I'm going to grab what I can, grab it out of the bank and head out of town. Or maybe he goes, let's see who they put up against me. And if they put up somebody, if the campaign is quite frankly, I didn't think a very good campaign, to be honest with you, I'll do it. I'll hit the bank again. I'll darken somebody's skin and I'll lie about them. And whoever committed a crime in 2028, I'll put their picture up with this guy or this woman. And I'll sneak back in till 2034. This is happening on your watch. And by your watch, I'm saying, if you are a citizen, you are supposed to safeguard democracy. Well, just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what's going on. All right. Talk about Trump again. The guy is a genius at sucking the oxygen out of the room and having people talk about the guy. But when he does as many criminal things as he does and threats of violence as he does, it has to be said. There are a couple of things that for Trump are ominous signs. Ominous signs for Trump. And this has to do with Jack Smith's seemingly imminent indictment of him in Washington, D.C. for ginning up the insurrection, for intimidating witnesses, and for trying to interfere with Congress's obligation to certify the vote. And what are they? What are they? Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, has gone radio silent for months now. And you may remember Mark Meadows originally publicly had cooperated with the investigation and turned over a lot of documents. And that's a lot of the stuff that Jack Smith is using to go after him. Suddenly he goes radio silent. The word is he has a cooperation agreement. A proffer was accepted. Rudy Giuliani is radio silent. Proffer agreement accepted. He has a cooperation agreement too. I've said yesterday, I'm going to say it again. The early rat gets the cheese. It has to be a big rat. If Meadows and Giuliani go in to finger some guy from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, who went out there and got drunk and went up to the Capitol, they'll laugh at him. But if they rat on the bigger rat, and there's only one bigger rat than Mark Meadows and Rudy Giuliani, and that's Donald Trump, they get the cheese. What is the cheese? The cheese is no prosecution of them or less jail time or whatever. So stand by. Going to the lines. Jeff for Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jeff. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt Flynn. I've been a longtime fan, and I agree with you 98% of the time. I do criminal defense here in Milwaukee. I know Alex. I've met you a few times, but you wouldn't remember. And I'm sorry if it sounds a little loud, but I'm in Shorewood, and the Blue Angels are strafing my house.
So, me too.
my 2% of my disagreement with you has to do with Mandela Barnes' campaign. And I am telling you, I am sick and tired of people crapping on Mandela because the national Dems, just like they did the brainiacs who didn't even bring Hillary into the state during her campaign, they left Mandela out to hang and out to dry, man. He didn't have any new money for new ads the last 2 or 3 months of his campaign, man. And they just left him hang. So I just had to get that off my chest because I text in a lot. But you don't typically read text. So I just wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you called. And thank you. And I do not, but next time you see me somewhere, just come on up and introduce yourself. I really appreciate it. And I want to get deeper into what you just said, Jeff. And the Blue Angels are going over me, too. which means you, because you and I live about an hour, mile and a half from each other. But here's the deal. When I say that the Mandela campaign was not well run, and I agree with you on Hillary Clinton should have come into the state, that is not a criticism of Mandela Barnes. Mandela Barnes is a personal friend of mine. I supported Mandela Barnes and I gave him a substantial contribution. That is a criticism of his campaign manager and how the campaign was run. Now, two things. One is the DNC and the money. The other thing is what was done in the campaign. What was done in the campaign is you had Ron Johnson, had the fake electors from Michigan in his pocket, had gone to Russia on July 4th, a few years before, hung out with the autocrats who had been in Ukraine torturing and raping women for 4 years already, who said that as chair of the Homeland Security Subcommittee when they were in the majority, that he didn't trust our FBI and our CIA, but he trusted Trump, who trusted Putin. To me, that is the campaign. The guy is a traitor to the United States. The ads that were put on, Mandela Barnes didn't write those ads. He didn't think up those ads, have him making a peanut butter sandwich and have him swinging a baseball bat. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. You cannot bring a knife to a gunfight. Now, as far as the DNC is concerned, I will gently disagree with you on the following. Take a look at the financial reports. Mandela Barnes raised more money than Ron Johnson. Mandela Barnes had plenty of money. And you said in the last 3 months, I have to gently disagree. The last 3 months, or August to November, Mandela was ahead by 6 points in August. He had a lot of money come in. He was all over the place. In candor, I do not know about the last 2 weeks, which are usually the ballgame, whether Ron Johnson outraised him then. I do not know. That's a good point. We'll look at it. But what I'm saying is Mandela Barnes is a fine man. He would have been a fine senator. He should have been a fine senator. That was a winnable seat. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the editorial board on the front page. I'd never seen a front page editorial out of them before, said Ron Johnson is not fit to serve in the Senate. Not Ron Johnson, not fit to serve in the Senate. With all of that, Mandela still came within, I think it was 20 some odd thousand votes at a millions cast. He's a heck of a guy and he has a good future in politics. I am simply saying, and I was a chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, elected twice, two terms. I am simply saying as a former chairman that that campaign, when you're doing peanut butter sandwiches and Little League bats against treason, that was not a well-run campaign. And that is the function of whoever ran his campaign. Jeff, that's a great call. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 59 tonight under partly cloudy skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 83. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Cassandra Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cassandra. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the conversation from the last caller. And regarding Mandela Barnes, he did not run a very good campaign. I would have to agree with you. During the campaign, I was just waiting for him to bring up Ron Johnson's trip to Russia over 4th of July weekend, you know, and really right. began to, you know, and I mean, that was just a missed opportunity. And the other problem with the campaign, it was the manager. He selected someone who just did not understand Wisconsin politics and the Wisconsin voter. And it just wasn't a well-run campaign. And just finally, and this is just something that Black candidates who run statewide, the Republican Party, they're going to insert race at some point in the campaign. You have to be prepared to answer that. You just can't ignore it. And Mandela Barnes, he wanted to take the high road. Candidates have done that, and they've lost. Whenever they start playing that race card, that's when the candidates really need to come after them. And if it's corruption, whatever it is, but fight fire with fire. So I just wanted to say I agree with you about the Barnes race. It was winnable, but it was just poorly executed. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Cassandra. Your calls are always very thoughtful. And I agree with you. And Mandela Barnes was subjected to vicious racial attack. They darkened his skin in the ads. They did that also in Georgia. They've done it to African-American candidates everywhere on the theory that psychologically somehow that will make the person look less appealing. You and I don't share that personally, but that's what they do. That's what their consultants tell them to do. If you're a Republican running against an African-American candidate, you darken their skin. Number two, when they did that, one of the most horrific crimes in recent memory in the Milwaukee area was the guy who rammed the dancing grannies in the Waukesha Christmas parade the previous December. That guy was a criminal, a murderer. He got multiple life sentences, and he's in the Who's Guy right now. It was a shocking and disgusting crime. But Mandela Barnes had no more connection to that than I do. He never met the guy. He had nothing to do with it. He never spoke about it in any respect. But what they simply do is This is the Republican playbook. Take the most recent criminal act by an African-American person in the area that's known to people, and then spend tens of millions of dollars, sometimes two times in the same newscast, I watch Channel 12, the ABC affiliate in Milwaukee frequently at 6 p.m. There'll be two of these ads. They will have distorted features of Mandela Barnes off to one side, and then the picture of the guy that murdered the dancing grannies. And an ominous voice will say that this murder was despicable, and he never should have been out of jail and all that. And I had people come up to me. I was down in Monroe, Wisconsin. That's right near the Illinois line, about 45 or so miles southwest of Madison. On the square there, having a hamburger. Guy comes up to me. He knows who I am. He goes, you guys got to do something. And this is terrible what Mandela Barnes. And it was almost as if he was channeling his inner psychosis. In other words, he wasn't saying that Mandela Barnes was in the parade or knew anything about it. But he was saying, well, once Johnson associates him with the murder of the dancing grannies and blackens his skin, somehow there's something wrong with Mandela Barnes. The problem is everybody listening to the show right now is interested in issues, and is, you may be Republican, you may be Democratic, you may be in any state in the union, but you can see through things. The average person can't necessarily see through things. Thanks for a great, great call. Nate of Germantown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nate?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I appreciate that. What's on my mind is the 2024 election. I want to be honest with you, because I know you're a Democrat, and that's fine. Do you think that Joe Biden is playing with a full deck of cards upstairs? Yes or no?
Do you think question about it.
Any cognitive difference?
Yeah, yes, Nate, let me respond. Yeah, thank you. Nate is a principled Republican. I enjoy his calls. I respect him, and I respect his stance on issues, and there may even be some things I agree with him on. This is a comment, I should say, or an argument that some Republicans make, that Joe Biden, because he's 80 years old, somehow is losing it and shouldn't run for re-election. Joe Biden is 3.5 years older than Trump. Trump is 77. Joe Biden is 80, so 3.5 years. And a lot of people could say, when you listen to Trump, he's sort of frothing at the mouth and he doesn't have all his marbles. But I don't say that. We'll go ahead and deal with this in a normal fashion. Nate, Joe Biden stuttered as a kid. He was bullied, he was hit, he stutters. My wife was a speech and language pathologist and worked with kids. They call it a disfluency. He was disfluent. He's a very, very measured guy. He's not flashy. He's not charismatic in that sense. But if you listened to his State of the Union address, if you saw him when he went to visit Zelensky in a surprise visit, taking a great deal of risk, because they informed the Ruskies while he was en route. They said, Joe Biden's going to be in Kyiv. And if you better stand down, because if you pull anything, we will let you have it. That was a risk. They easily could have had Russian sympathizers from Eastern Ukraine do it. This guy is brave, he's smart, and he's been in the Senate or vice president since 1972. He's the guy that I want in charge of our foreign policy. He's fully coherent. You can't hold the fact that he is disfluent and he has it under control against him. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday. Stand by for a great show, another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute signing off for today.
Present now, will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
This
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.